quite a few guys have made some very good ha'aros. I'm not going to repeat all of them because we're starting a new sugya. But actually, one of them was someone who was listening in the halacha shir. He had a great question on what I had quoted from Rav Nevenzal in the halacha shir, and it turns out in the last 10 minutes, and it turns out that halacha is at the crux of today's shir. We're starting in Amen Amid Aleph, and we have a mishnah that is an entirely new topic, and that's the topic of the status of Borei Kriya Adama and Borei Kriya Eitz as they relate to each other. Says the Mishnah, Birei Al Pirus Ha'ilam, Borei Kriya Adama Yatsa. Someone makes a bracha on fruits by saying the Borei Kriya Adama, he's Yatsa, Al Pirus Ha'aretz, Borei Kriya Eitz, Lo Yatsa. But if he says on vegetables, Eitz, then in such a case, he's not going to be Yotze. Baal Kulam, and on all of them, Im Amar, Shakol, Niyem, Bikara, Yotze. If he says Shakol, then he is Yotze. Did anybody ask him something we had quoted yesterday from this Mishnah in Halacha? So Gilad asked a great question. Gilad asked, yesterday we said there are two pure souls in the Rambam. Yesterday we mentioned, and it found its way into Rav Nevenzal's Mishnah Berurah. But you have to be careful. Not every one of Rav Nevenzal's Ha'aris are meant to be Halacha L'maisa. You have to ask him which one he meant to say Halacha L'maisa and which one he didn't. And being called to Rabbina's office. So there he quoted that the Halacha is that according to Rambam, that there are some Shittos who say that if you make a Borei Kriya Adama and a Borei Kriya Eitz, you won't be Yotze. Did anybody notice that? That you could read the Rambam that way? Let's take a look at the Rambam. With this, I'll just leave you with one question. And you fight about it while I have to step out. Perek Ches Halacha Yud. Let's take a look at the Rambam. I mentioned this because this was Rav Nevenzal's Ha'ara on the Halacha we were up to in Siman Reish Hei. So it happens to be, there's no such thing as a coincidence, but yesterday we mamish concluded Shir on a totally different topic. It happened to have been, I hadn't planned this at all. The Rambam over there says, Birech Al Pirus Ha'aretz Kriya Adama Yatsa. However, that is a very, very, very big question. There are many Rishonim who did not have the word Yatsa in the word of in the Rambam. And many Rishonim had the Girsa, Birech Al Pirus Ha'aretz Borei Kriya Adama, Va'al Pirus Ha'aretz Borei Kriya Eitz, Lo Yatsa. Whether you have those three letters makes all the difference in the world. Now, part of the problem might have been the Rambam might have changed his mind. If you take a look at the Shinuyei Nischa'os, somewhere they say that they found that the Rambam, here's their Lashon is, Ukenuscha zu nimtza gam kein b'sefer tzova shehuga mipi Rambam atzmo. So I don't know what that means, whether the Rambam himself changed it or Stam. It's well known that we have the Rambam's original manuscript. We have Mamish the Rambam's Ksav Yad. So it seems like the correct tradition is that the Rambam held that if you make the Borei Kriya Adama, you are going to be Yotze on a Priya Priyates. However, yesterday I just said that there are two Girsos in the Rambam. So immediately, all of you should have come over. It shouldn't have only just been one person. Immediately, Gilad came over to me, and he said to me, it's against the Beferish Mishnah. The Beferish Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Birech Al Pirus Ha'aretz Borei Kriya Adama Yatsa. So how do you have such a... What do you mean there are two Girsos in the Rambam? So if you say that was one big mistake, so then that's one way to go about that. The problem is that there are many who assume that way in the Rambam. So that's question number one that exists in the Rambam. Mirtz Hashem, we're going to continue. What I would recommend that you do right now is one of two things. I would imagine, in Rabbini, he's calling me, I would imagine it'll be 10 minutes. Fight about the sugya. If you have nothing more to fight about in the sugya, then you have a lot to do in Bikias. You have to do from Lamed Hes Amud Beis through Mem Amud Aleph, as well as you should know that tomorrow I'm going to go until the two dots, and then I'm going to skip again all the way to Daf Mem Aleph, probably. So there's a lot to do in Gemara Rashi that there's not much to say that you don't need me to say Shir on, so you have one of those two possibilities, but please don't waste your time while I'm able. I left off with the issue, that one issue about the Girsa of the Rambam. Let's continue on. The Gemara analyzes our Mishnah. Man Tana, the Iker Ilan Arim. Who is the Tana that holds that the Iker of the tree is the ground? How would you define the Gemara's analysis? Man Tana, the Iker Ilan Arim. How would you describe it? What's the Gemara's analysis? Man Tana, Iker Ilan. Particularly, I want you to define for me what are the words Iker. What does the Gemara mean when it says Iker? Yes, Noah?
The source?
That the source of the tree is the ground. And how would you explain the question?
So who's the one that holds, like our mission that says you make a Adama on something that's an H or still Yosef?
Okay, so the one problem I have with what you're saying is everybody knows that the source of the tree is the ground. So that translation really doesn't make that much sense. Everybody knows that the source of the tree is the ground. Any other way of understanding? Man Tana, the Iker Ilan Arihi, how else would you describe it? Yes, Eitan?
Or like maybe Iker Tufa, maybe that like H is like the main part.
Right, you have to say something like the essence. That part of the essence of the tree is its ground. You know, it's almost a philosophical question. Do you look at a tree as being independent of the ground? Clearly, it gets the nutrients of the ground, but is that primary in the status of the tree, or is it something that's secondary? Now, when the Gemara says Man Tana, the Gemara is saying like this. The Gemara is asserting a pshat in why we would say that a Borei Pri Adama is appropriate for a Borei Pri Eitz. In other words, the Gemara here is giving an explanation to the Reisha of the Mishnah. Birich Alpira Seelam Borei Pri Adama Yatza. What's the explanation for that? So the Gemara is already giving us an explanation for it, and that is this idea of Iker Ilan Ari. Amar Nachmar Yitzchak Rav Yehuda Yifal Zatan of Rav Yehuda Bisnan, as we learned in the Mishnah in Bikurin. Yavesh Hamayim v'niktzas ha'ilon, maybe v'nekare, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, maybe v'kare. Rashi explains what is going on in this Gemara. First, the structure. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says the only way we could say that Iker Ilan is an Ara is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that by Bikurin, there are two halachas in Bikurin. This is brought out in the second parak of Bava Basra, that there are two components to Bikurin. One is the chiyuv of Hava, and the other is the chiyuv of kriya. Those are two separate mitzvahs. So it's possible to have, when we say two separate mitzvahs, I mean two components of one mitzvah. So it's possible to have on a level even of the oraisa, according to some, maybe veina kore. A person will not be, say, arami oveirabi, the parsha and parsha's kisavo, but will only be maybe. What does that have to do with the connection of the land? So let's take a look at Rashi. The Iker Ilan Arahi, the Iker Kol HaPeros Hi Ha'aretz, V'Kol Godol Himenu. The Iker of the Peros is the land. By the way, notice Rashi actually modifies something that we had said. Rashi doesn't say the essence of the tree, but Rashi says the essence of the fruit. He doesn't talk about the tree, he talks about the essence of the fruit. Yaveh Shamayim Niktas Ha'ilan, Ha'ilo Beis HaShlachinu Bo Mayon Shu Mashkeh Mimenu, V'Katzer Bikur Mimenu, V'Achakach Yaveh Shamayim, V'Chein Steh Ha'ilan, V'Katzer Bikur Mimenu, V'Achakach Niktas Ha'ilan. So then, maybe ve'ena kare. If it's been cut off from the ground, then there's not kriya. And Rashi explains, she'ni yachalomar, this is Pashim Shah, by the way, in the Mishnah, there's no chidush here in Rashi, min adama asher nesateli, that he can't say that this is my land. Dikivan, di yave shamayim v'niktasila mimena batla la ara. Since the effect of the water has gone, and or the tree has been cut off from the ground, the effect of the ground is gone. And therefore, you cannot say, Yo Adam Asher Nesateli. So the fact that you have the fruit, so you're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the fruit, but the ground you're no longer thanking Him for. That is the opinion of the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. What's Rabbi Yehuda's Shita? So Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is, no, the effect of the ground is not there. Aye, but it's been cut off from the ground. Aye, it's no longer being nurtured from the ground because the water is gone. The answer is we don't care. Because, Iker Ilan Arahi, the essence of, now here, according to Rashi, we know why. Rashi doesn't say the essence of the tree is the ground. Rashi says the essence of the fruit is the ground. As long as you have the fruit, you still have the ground. Because part of the essence of the fruit is the ground. When you're holding the fruit, you're also holding the ground. That would be why Rashi, Vameven Yavin, Rashi said, change Iker Ilan Ari. Because if we would not say that it's the essence of the fruit, but the essence of the tree, when the tree is detached from the ground, then maybe it's no longer considered related to the ground. Hence, Rashi needs to explain, when we say Iker Ilan Ari, he means whether in the fruit we have the expression of the ground. To which the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even when it's detached from the ground, it's still connected. Hence, you'll say, Yo'adom Asher Nesadali. Now, Tosis points out, in Dibra Maskel Rabbi Yehuda, that what emerges from our Gemara is an important chidush, and that is, now, who do we paskin like la'alacha in the machlokas and bikurim? If we're going to say that birech al perasin labor pri adam is yatsa, so then that would merge according to our gemara that we're following the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Once we're saying that bracha of adama is appropriate, so then we're following the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. It says Tosas v'nira da'alacha Rabbi Yehuda disasam lan tanakava say. And of course, the inverse will be true as well, according to Tosos. And that is, that if we follow the opinion of the Chachamim, who say that the Iker of the Pri is not the Ara, then a Bari Pri Adama would not be acceptable, just like by Bikurim, maybe Ben Akore, so too over here as well. I told you to do Tosos Dibra Maskel Yavei Shamayim, so I want to make a pshat point before we begin to analyze the lamdus of the Mineu Bei Nesugia. It says, Tosas Nibra Maskel Yavei Shamayon, Yesh Mefarshim, Lekach Mei Vein Ekorei, Mipnei She'en Onira Kimushabeach LaKadosh Baruch Hu. The reason why, according to Chachamim, you're not Korei, is because it looks like you're making fun of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eloke Kovel, Masha Nasa LaAdama, She'en Ru'uya LePeiros. What's Tosis doing over here? What's this Yesh Mefarshim explaining? Just first the pshat. What's Tosis doing in pshat? What's the Yesh Mefarshim doing? Yes.
Somebody's inquiring what opinions they would say about the Ikari Lan is Arahi, except they're arguing on a different point. One's arguing on the point that no, we're not going to be Kor Hashem because you can't say because if you say Aretz Asher Natata, it sounds like you're being sarcastic. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he's saying no, that's not the case.
It's being sarcastic in what way?
In fact, because when you say the pasuk of at the Aretz Asher Natata, like you're saying, hey, look at the land. You would think, oh, look to other people, like look at the land you gave me. You know, it's bad. It's dry. You know,
it's bad because it's dry.
It's bad. It's dry, or the tree's not connected anymore, or something happened.
Well, what's wrong with the tree not being connected? The Marashah points out beautifully that Tosas is bothered by the following question. Could a person say Adam Asher Nosateli when the Mayon has dried up? There are two reasons you don't say Adam Asher Nosateli. Two instances where you don't say Adam Asher Nosateli. What are the two instances? Number one is if the tree has been cut off, and number two is if the water source died. Why can't you say Adam Asher Nosateli if the water source died? What's Pshat Rabbi Yehuda? Says the Maharsha, that's what Tosis is bothered by. And Tosis' Svara, one would add, only applies to the second issue of the water source drying up. And that is, if you're going to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Adam Asher Nosateli, and the water and the ground is doesn't work because there's no water, so then you're making a joke. On the other hand, What happens if you decided in a large, large, large crowd to cut down the tree? Why is that cursing HaKadosh Baruch Hu like Tosas says? Says the Maharsha, Tosas is only going according to the second instance of where the water dried up. And according to that, now we have an explanation why you can't say Adam Asher Nesateli on an instance of Yavesh HaMayim. Yavesh HaMayim was never explained. We never explained Yavesh HaMayim. Now we have an understanding. Ah. So now every part of Tosas makes sense. I spoke out the Maharsha. Please look up the Maharsha on your own. But everything fits beautifully. Now, I'm a little bit behind schedule, Eitan. So, or maybe a lot behind schedule. So let's if you don't mind, let's keep it moving. There's not a big sugya, so I don't want to spend 2 days on it. And also, there's still so much. Again, our goal is that by Pesach to know all of Kates and the Varchin. So I want to keep to this goal and not waste time. The Rambam in Parakhes Halacha Yud Paskins, again, according to the Girsa that we have in front of us. By the way, the old Girsa also say Yatsa Birech Al Parasil Bar Priyadama Yatsa, right? Yud Yotze, correct? That's what the Rambam in both editions has. Okay, we mentioned that there was a different Girsa. Bar Priya Eitz Lo Yatsa Bala Kol Birech Shachar Mibar Yatsa Afilu Ala Pas Bala Yayim. The Kesef Mishnah, this really gets us to the bones of our sugya, because the Mishnah asks a bomb kasha on the Rambam. And that is, the Rambam doesn't work. Because in the Shaila of Bikurim, in Perek, or is it Perek Aleph in Bikurim, right? Oh no, Perek Aleph is in the Mishnayis. In Perek Dalet, it's the Mishnayis in Perek Aleph. In Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam in Bikurim's paskins like the Chachamim. That if you have Yavah Shemayim and Kotzah Sa'ilon, it's maybe Ve'ina Kore. So how could it possibly be that we're going to say that if one makes a Bari Priya Adama, you're going to be Yotzei? Our Gemara told us it's dependent on whether we say the Iker Ilon is in the Pri. The Iker Ara is in the Pri. Do we say that or not? So how do we pass in Elfos Bikurim? We pass in no. If we pass, you know, our Gemara seem to say that then you wouldn't be Yotzeh. That's a Kesef Mishnah's fantastic Kasha. Does anybody not follow the Kasha in the Rambam? It's adding up the Sugya. Every time you learn up the Sugya, and the Gemara says that there's a variable of Psak that's dependent on different Sugya, you have to look up the Sugya you're learning and see how the Rambam Paskins, and you got to go to the other case and see how the Rambam Paskins over there. And there's a stira over here. That's the Kesef Mishnah's kasha. Now, Kesef Mishnah says Gishmak. He resuscitates Gilad's question. And he says, based on this, it could very well be that we have a defense to the old Girsa of the Rambam that said that you're not Yotzei. And now a rationale, which will answer Gilad's question yesterday. And that is that the Rambam is of the opinion Birech Borei Pri Adama Pri Eitz is not Yotzei. Like Reb Nevinzal mentioned, we don't pask in this way, but it made its way even through Reb Nevinzal's Mishnah Berurah. Aye, Gilad's question, it's a Beferisha Mishnah. So at the time I told Gilad, I don't know. See, one of the best things is to go right there. That's what they say, it's a beautiful line in the yeshivas. The answers to most questions is you got to go on. So I hadn't a cheshbon, the entire Gemara. But now we have an answer. That our Gemara says black and white, that our Mishnah depends on Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. So our Mishnah is following Rabbi Yehuda. How does the Rambam Paskin beautifully? The Rambam Paskin's like Rabbanan. Kaftor Veferach. That's all assuming that the correct Yersa in the Rambam is not like the Halacha. And that is that if you make a Borei Pri Ha'adama on a Borei Pri Eitz, you would not be Yotze. Now, of course, this does not work according to the way most assume, in general, the halacha. It won't solve us according to the Ruba Rishonim, that say that on the one hand, in Bikurim, we paskin like the Chachamim, maybe Ve'ena Kore, if it's Yavin Shamayin or Katsat Sa'ilon, A. And B, it's not going to work according to the Girsa of the Rambam that we have in front of us, Birech al Perasim bar Kriyadama Yatzel. We get a bonus gilat to this, to an answer to your question. It might be a very legitimate teretz as well. But on the other direction, we have this Bon Kasha in the Rambam. Now, the correct way to go is clearly the approach in the Kesef Mishnah. This is the way almost everyone goes. Rav Nissen Kaplan doesn't go in this direction. And take a look at his teretz. Look in the Shalmei Nissan. And I'd like you to tell me why you think his teretz is incorrect. Let's see if I if I taught you to think things, if you've got from me, I know I've taught, the question is whether you've got from me how I would like you to read a Daf Gemara, and why I think Rav Nissen Kaplan's way of reading Gemara is not Mufruf. But I'm going to share with you an older Mahalach that's already based on the Kesef Mishnah. And here, this is a classic case where the Brisker Torah, it's a very straightforward Brisker Torah, really just gets a little bit deeper into the bones of what's going on in front of us without bringing in new variables in the actual Havanah. Let's just see the words of the Kesef Mishnah first, how the Kesef Mishnah already started the approach. The Kesef Mishnah says, in the Frankel edition, it's the second line on the second column, he says, the Ikal HaMeimer, the Afal Gav Darmin de Masnisim Reb Yehuda, even though our Gemara says our Mishnah follows Reb Yehuda, Eino Mufruch, it's not Mufruch. The Yerushalmi Ikon the Mandamar Hachi. In the Yerushalmi there is a Mandamar all this way. The Ikon Mandamar, the Masnisa Dirakali. And then there's another opinion that says that our mission is going according to everybody. Now, I tried to photocopy the Yerushalmi, but I have not been having luck. When Arya photocopied for me, it worked. When I tried to go back, it didn't work. But it's, you should look up the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is black on white. Where the our Gemara is only one day in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi then says, let me read you the words of the Yerushalmi, Reb Chizkiya b'shem Reb Yaakov bar Acha, the Reb Yehudi, like our Gemara, they quote Reb Chizkiya, the name of Reb Yaakov bar Acha, that says that our Mishnah is going to quote Reb Yehuda, the Reb Yehuda Ovid es Eilanos Kikoshim. Now the explanation is an interesting explanation. Why? But clearly it's totally in Reb Yehuda, exactly like our Gemara had said. Then the Gemara says, Am Reb Yossi, Divrei HaKoli, that our Mishnah is going according to both Reb Yehuda and the Chachamim. Peros Ha'ilam Bichlal Peros Ha'adama. And the fruits of a tree are included in Peros Ha'adama. Ve'ein Peros Ha'adama Bichlal Peros Ha'etz. In other words, Yerushalmi says, not true. Just because the halacha tepchanan yeita, just because the halacha when it comes to bikurim is what? Is maybe veina kare, who says that the same is going to apply in Hilchos Brachos? Who says the same is going to apply in Hilchos Brachos? Just because it's not considered a pre for bikurim and a hadama for bikurim doesn't necessarily mean that it's not considered a hadama for brachos. Now, this is the pshat in the Rambam, and many, many times the Rambam follows the Yerushalmi, that the Rambam follows the Yerushalmi that says that we say that the halacha is not like the Bavli, and the two issues are not connected. What's left for us to do? So you could just say the Rambam just went to the Yerushalmi, but we need to understand what did the Bavli assume, and what did the Yerushalmi assume. And why did the Rambam learn like the Yerushalmi and not like the Bavli? Are these issues connected or are these issues not connected? Our Gemara assumed that they are connected. The Rambam is assuming like this Deya that says that it's not connected. Now, by the way, if you had to choose, would you have said that the issue of Bikurim is the same issue as Brachos or two different issues? What would you have said? Yes, Eitan?
It's different.
Why?
One is Berachos Mitzvah, one is Berachos Nanin. Did you say that?
I don't think it's a Berachos HaMitzvah, as far as I know.
I mean,
is there a Berachos HaMitzvah?
It's being Bikurim to the base Berachos, that's not a Mitzvah.
You don't, so be precise in your words.
Right. That's a maybe.
Maybe is a Mitzvah, and the other is a Bracha.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, the question is whether it's called a Pri. The question is whether it's called a pri. So Rabosai, I have a bomb to really flesh out your point. You're right, but I haven't heard a good reason. I have a bomb kasha in our Gemara. The Rashash asks this kasha. It's a great kasha. It's not my own. L'chura, our Gemara doesn't make any sense. Not because the Gemara is not logical, because it's against the Bible. Why is it against the Pesukim? It says Beferish in Parshas Kisavo that the Bikurim that you bring are pre ha'adama. Maybe I have a Bible here, or you only the exact opposite of the Karaim, huh? Only believe in Torah Shabbat Pen, not Torah Shabbat Sam. Okay, I don't have the Bible. Thank you. By the way, it's always kedai. Whenever you do a sugya, to remind yourselves, at least say to your chavrusa, yeah, it's in this parsha. And review some of the basics of the mitzvah. And if you look up the psukim, that's even better. Pasuk beis in Parshas Kisavo. V'lakachta mereishis kol pri adama. Asks the Rashash, is a great question. It's a basic question. It's not a yeshivish kasha, but still a good kasha. It's not something that they like to hack about in the yeshivas. They like to hack about the Stira and the Rambam. But you should know that in the real yeshivish places, they also ask these questions as well. The pasuk says beferish that bikurim are considered pri ha'adama. So what was our discussion? Our discussion is whether a fruit is considered as connected to the ground. The Torah says expressly that it's connected to the ground. The shaila was the ikur pri. Is that karka? Whether a fruit of the tree is considered karka? The Torah calls it pri ha'adama. How do you answer this question? Now, how you answer the simple pshat question, which obviously you need some type of basic conceptual approach, is at the core of understanding the omic of our sugya, and will also be behind what the machlokis between the two deos and the Yerushalmi is, and the machlokis between the Bavli and Yerushalmi, and has the answer to the Stira and the Psak and the Rambam. And then, if we don't run out of time, explodes to having big nafkaminas and all of Hilchos Brachos. But it starts, and this is what the biggest gift that I can give you as a Rebbe, is to teach you that the beautiful Yesodos come when you ask the basic questions and you answer the basic questions. Or if you and I can't answer them, at least to learn from the Chachmei Masorah what the answer to the basic questions are. Yes? By the way, whoever's going to answer now, I'm going to force you, so far in Shir it's just been a little bit straightforward. We haven't fought too much. I haven't raised my voice yet once today. So whatever you're going to try to say is going to be our first fight of the day, okay? Either... I'm not going to fight for the sake of fighting, but I want to refine what we're saying. While we fight this out, let's pass around the Reb Aryeh Leibman. Yes.
First of all, the Eish Mefarshim and the Tosfos that answers the question.
You missed when we discussed the Eish Mefarshim. I can't discuss. I don't know what you know. What I said. It's hard for me to discuss. Yes.
That's not a clarification.
Yes.
I thought the problem was the fact that you're saying that much in a subject.
Right.
So how does that relate to the fact that when you core it, the
focus is going to be no, because at the end of the day, this pre is considered the Dhamma. Again, how was Rashi Masbir the Shaila? How was Rashi Masbir the Shaila? Rashi said, the Iker Kol HaPeros Hi Ha'aretz. That's the Chachamim. The Chachamim say, Iker Kol HaPeros are the Ha'aretz. Once the Chachamim say the Iker Peros is the Aretz, so then in such a case, Again, Reb Yehuda says that the Iker Peres is going to be the Haaretz. The Chachamim disagree. So how can the Chachamim disagree? At the end of the day, the Torah says, Priyo Adama. Again, our Gemara, if Oren's not clear on it, then I'm sure there are others that are not clear on it as well. Our Gemara had said, what's the fundamental issue over here? In both Bikurim and in Brachos, the fundamental issue is whether this pre is considered Peros Haaretz. That's the fundamental issue. Now, every Bikurim that you bring, whether you're maybe the Kare or maybe the Eina Kare, how does the Torah describe it? Priyadama. If the Torah describes it as Priyadama, so then there's no Shaila. So what's going on? What's this Machlokis review, the Rabbanon? It's Beferish in the Bible. Priyadama. What's the whole deal? And that's the Kasha. And the Rosh Hashanah asks the question. Now, we're not going to go with the Rosh Hashanah's approach. Basically, what the Rosh Hashanah says, Chumash at times is not Machriya, the Lashon of Psukim. Different, the Lashon of Torah is not Machriya. We like a holistic approach. We believe that Chasidus is not separate from Musar, which is not separate from Kabbalah, which is not separate from Halacha. That they all work in a harmony together. We don't always understand exactly, but we try to aspire to create some type of harmony. It could very well be that the question, the need to answer this question, is going to reveal something basic, but something deep in what's going on in our Gemara. This is a classic. A lot of Torah that I say is not classic Prisker Torah. But this is a classic Prisker Torah, because we're not going to bring in a lot of variables. We're just going to try to refine and re-refine what's going on in the Mineu Bay in the Gemara. I'm not going to bring out and contrast many Shitos, just to refine a little bit more, to understand a little bit deeper what's going on over here. Yes? What do you want to say, Aaron?
I'm not sure. I'm sorry. The way you want to go about it. But in Rashi, maybe the Eino Kora, he says, that really what it comes down to is that the fruit has to be a fruit of the ground. But once the river dries up the ground, there's no longer ground for you to call it fruit of the ground.
Okay, it's not bad. What you're saying is not bad. I'll just add a little bit more terminology, but I think we're going in the same direction. It's not me. It's Rav Aryeh Leib Malin was a Talmud. I always do this, you see. See what happens? Aryeh took my photocopy, that's why. Half the edge is cut off. Rav Aryeh Leib Malin was a Talmud of the Brisker Rav. He was a tremendous Lamdin. He's well known in the Olam HaYeshivas. His Torah is actually not easy, but also at times he really, really, you feel him, when you learn him, you really feel him thinking through the sugya, working through the sugya. It's reminiscent. His style reminds me a little bit. He's probably harder. But Rav Shach Sefer, when you read Rav Shach Sefer, you can feel Rav Shach struggling through the sugya. Rav Aryeh Leib, you see him processing everything. And then what comes out is a much deeper understanding of what's going on in the sugya. If you want to sound yeshivish, you quote Rav Aryeh Leib Malin. The spitz of the yeshivish. I always like to point out that Rav Aryeh Leib, once their pictures of Rav Aryeh Leib and Rav Shmuel Rozovsky in the 1940s, they dressed like everybody else. And nowadays it's the spitz of yeshivish. Okay. But there's a reason why he's glorified. There's something about his process of thinking that it's important, even if you yourself are not going to learn that way when you're 40, 50 years old, but to be familiar with this process of thinking is something that's very, very important for that. Rav Aryeh Leib says like this. He says, he asks our question that we quote from the Rosh Hash on the bottom of page test. And he gives a straightforward approach, and with this he gets at the core of what's going on in the Machlokas about the Yerushalmi. He says, of course, the Torah refers to a fruit as a priyadama. No one's going to deny that it grew from the ground. The shaila that we have is a shaila, and I have rayas for Rav Arya Leib. I don't have time necessarily to bring it out. The shaila by Bikurim is a shaila in regards to yinika, and that is whether the fruit is related to its sustenance from the ground. Linok means to suckle. Is it getting its yinika from the ground? If I'm not mistaken, even Rashi Ala Torah makes reference to this in Parashas Kisavo. In the sugyas in Bava Basra, both in the second parak and later on in Bava Basra as well, we see that this idea is critical. Yinika mea karka is something that is central to Bikurim. So of course it's considered Priya Adama. That's a Dabar Pasha that's considered Priya Adama. When it comes to Bikurim, the Shaila is a different Shaila, at least according to the Bavli. The Shaila is whether you need a Yanika right now, it has to be related to its sustenance from the ground, or doesn't. If it's Yamash HaMayan or Nitzasa Ilan, then the fruit, because its source has been torn away from the ground, its Yanika has been lost, so you can no longer say Adam Asher Nesatali. Even if it's a priyadama, even if it qualifies as a priyadama, oh, everybody followed? That would be a decent answer to the shaila of how could on the one hand be called a priyadama, yet at the same time we say that it's not considered from the adama when it comes to bikur. Im kainim advarim, if that's so. So now we have an interesting question. Is that issue the same issue in Hilchos Brachos? Is the issue of Vikurim, whether it has Yanika from the ground, the same issue of deciding whether something is a Bore Pri, whether a Bore Pri Hadama is appropriate for a fruit? Take a look at Venera. It continues Rav Arya Leib. Venera, once we get through saying what we said above, that the issue is an Aron was heading in the right direction, that the issue is not its status in terms of, let's use a good English word, its nomenclature. That's an old SAT word, right? So then in the nomenclature, see, you guys remember better than me. I didn't remember it had to do with Noah. Okay. Venera de machlokis habalu yishami. If I'm already repeating words, so Noah's ready to go back now. All right. Venera de machlokis habalu yishami tuliya bezeh. The Gemara didan, that our Gemara holds, svirle te ikar hachiluk bein priya etz priya dama bitakonas habracha eina b'shem hapri. Hainu de tiknu lahaskir shem hapri uperis ilan tiknu lahaskir shem hapri shalosh nikris priya etz. Ela de be'emes eitzar achaskir klal shem hapri and priya etz and priya dama. Ela rak de betakonas habracha she tiknu chachamim gam. It could be that when it comes to deciding the bracha, that the way the fruit was sustained is going to be critical. If that's so, one man the Omar holds that the way in which you emphasize the sustenance of a vegetable is saying that it was sustained through the land. Ube priya eitz, and when it comes to a fruit, tzarech lahaskir es ha'eitz shu'a yinika shela, then you need to emphasize the tree. V'zeu ikra ha'takana shel brachot shel tzarech lahaskir es pri v'ayinika shela. So according to our Gemara is assuming that even when it comes to brachos, the issue of how Chazal made the bracha is you need to capture the yinika. The bracha of the fruit was defined by how this fruit was nurtured. Either it was nurtured through the ground or it was nurtured through the tree. If that's so then Bikurim is a great question. I could go to Bikurim now, because by Bikurim, there, clearly, even though a fruit is called pri adama, the question is whether the yanika is important or not in defining it. And what do we have? The Chachamim say, if it's not yonik now, then it can't be considered ha'adama. So we see when it comes to Hilchos Bikurim, that our eitz is defined by its yanika as well, through the hadama. And therefore, we're going to say the same in regards to brachos, that a bore, that there's no difference between a bore pri adama and bore pri eitz, because the eitz is considered connected to the yinikas ha'adama. But the Chachamim disagree. What do the Chachamim say? The Chachamim say no. It has nothing to do with ha'adama. If it's not getting yinika right now as an eitz, then it's no longer connected. Because the fact that it was once yonek as ha'adama is not critical anymore. It's not what defines the fruit. Now, Rabosai, if you didn't understand this last point about what the machlokis is within our Gemara, it's still okay. You'll still be able to understand the answer, even if you didn't follow what is the machlokis within our Gemara. What's the other possibility? The other possibility is, it has nothing to do with whether a Bore Priya Eitz and a Bore Priya Dhamma are dependent on Yanika. Who says Ha'adama and Ha'etz have anything to do with Yanika? Ha'adama and Ha'etz is a totally different question. Ha'adama and Ha'etz is how do you describe its status as a fruit? What's its status as a fruit? And the question becomes whether Ha'adama includes Ha'etz as well, or it doesn't. Are they two separate things? That's a separate question. And just because when it comes to Hilchos Bikurim, Chachamim say it's not considered attached to the ground, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's still attached to the ground, that machlokes has nothing to do with brachos. And that's the other data in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi that says that the two issues have nothing to do with each other are going to say, wait a second. The only way you can explain Bikurim is that the diun in the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda is what qualifies as yanika. What does that have to do with Hilchos Brachos? By Bikurim, clearly you need to decide whether its yanika is still connected to the ground or not. And that's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. But what does that have to do with Hilchos Brachos? And that's what the Rambam is going to follow. The Rambam is going to say, no! When it comes to Bikurim, there that's a diyun and how to define the yanika. That's the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. But Hilchos Brachos is a totally different shaila. Our Gemara assumes that Hilchos Brachos is also about the definition of yanika. Do we look at the yanika of a fruit as being connected to Adam or not? Or as an independent thing, as Rashi explained? But just redefined in terms of what is the yanika. Ah, in Kainim Advarim, so then what we have is the following. What emerges is, the Rambam is assuming that the two issues are entirely separate. The Rambam assumes that when it comes to Hilchos Bikurim, we paskin like the Chachamim that say that the yanika is not considered partial of a priya eitz, and in no way is it related. Once it's cut off from the ground, it's no longer connected to the adama. But when it comes to Hilchos Brachos, at the end of the day, both adama and eitz are pri. And once we say that when it comes to the pri adama and the priya eitz, that they both have the commonality that they're borei pri, so then once you make a bracha on the pri, then bidyeved, your yotzei for the eitz as well. It has nothing to do with that machlokis in regards to yanika. That's the issue. That's what the omek of what's going on in the Yerushalmi. This all starts from understanding that the unika has nothing to do with the status of pre-Adama. Bikurim, the question that the Rosh Hashanah asked, Bikurim is still considered pre-Adama, but that's not critical. That's going to be the approach in the according to Rama, and that day in the Yerushalmi. However, our Gemara is saying no. Our Gemara is saying that the definition of Bore Priya Dhamma and Bore Priya Eitz is, do we consider its unika? As Rashi said, we can finish Mamish back into the words of Rashi. Rashi says, the Iker Ilan Ari, this is the Manda Amar that says that Ha'adama and Eitz are connected. The Iker Kol Aperos Hiya Aretz, that a fruit is defined by its sustenance from the ground. V'hakol Godal Imena. And the fruit is considered as grown from it, whether it's growing from it now or not. That's the position of Rabbi Yehuda, and that's the halacha in regards to Borei Pri Adama and Borei Pri Eitz. It's sustenance. It's sustenance. Does now it get sustenance from the ground? Says Rabbi the Chachamim, it's no longer getting sustenance from the ground. Then we forget about its relationship to the ground. And Rabbi Yehuda says no. And the halacha says no. It says, well, at the end of the day, in the past it got some sustenance from the ground, it got its unika from the ground, so it's still considered connected to the Adama. Question is, where do you draw the line in terms of how you look at its sustenance? Is it sustenance only in the present? That's the Shita of the Chachamim? Or Rabbi Yehuda says, anytime it got sustenance, it's still considered related to the ground. That's a halach in regards to Bikurim. And it's also a halacha according to the Bavli in regards to brachos as well. That's the shita of the Bavli. However, the Rambam is not going that way. The Rambam says that in Bikurim it's halacha and yunika. But who says in Ilchas brachos has anything to do with yunika? In Ilchas brachos there's a separate question. Whether the word pre-Adama is appropriate for pre-Aetz. Are those two separate metzius or one metzius? And we paskin, our Mishnah tells us, according to everybody it's the same metzius. Even according to the Chachamim it's the same metzius of pre-Adama. But the halacha in Bikurim is not dependent on whether it has a shame pre. The halacha in Bikurim, and the Vaharaya, the Torah calls it a pre-Adama. Yet you still don't, you're not Kore according to Chachamim. How can it be? The answer is, the question is whether practically we look at it as something that sustenance is still related to the ground. And for that, the Chachamim say no. This is the omek of the Machlokas. And this is the Hezber in the Bavli versus the Yerushalmi, and the Hezber in the Psak of the Rambam. Now, tomorrow, because we have to cut short, normally we finish with Bar Halacha, because we have